I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It, episode 32. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
What we're talking about today is chronic pain. What can you do to help manage chronic pain? Ultimately, get rid of the chronic pain would be my goal. Hopefully, that's your goal too. And if you missed the first half of the show, I want you to go to my website, drjoe.com. It's going to be archived there. We also, if you have the Google Play and Stitcher and the other podcast services, you can look up For the Health of It, Dr. Joe's For the Health of It. And that's the name of our podcast. You could binge listen as much as you'd like. But we want to get this information to you. And A, I talk fast. I know that. It's not a secret. So I cover a lot of stuff in every show, and you probably going to have to listen to it a few times. And what I tell patients, if you're serious about a topic, and we've got well over 1,000 shows on my website, audios and videos, if you're serious, listen to the show more than once. And in fact, the way the human brain works is it takes about 11 times for the message to sink in and become memory. Just like when you heard a cool song. You said, I love that song. That's awesome. And then you hear it again. Then you hear it again. After about 11 times, you can sing along with it. So it takes time and repetition, just like a musician. You have to play it over and over again. If you're a soccer player, you have to practice over and over again. Chiropractor. I've moved millions of bones in my career. So practice makes perfect. And patients will come into our office and say, well, Dr. Joe, you adjusted me pretty quickly. I said, I've been doing this for 35 years. I should be pretty good at it by now. I said, I'll go slower if you want, but I'm going to get the same adjustment. I'm like, no, I want to go in and come out. I love the fact we can get in and out. So that's practice is going to be the key. And if you want to learn about health, you got to listen. And patients come to me, doctors come to me all the time and say, I want to be like you. I want to know what you know. I want to be able to just spit things out. I said, you can do it. Go to my website. Listen to every one of my shows 11 times. There's well over 1,000. I said, so it's 11,000 hours you'll have to spend learning to do what I do. And then you have to research in between. You know what, Dr. Joe, I'll just listen to you. I said, okay, good. So before the break, we talked about vitamin D and how vitamin D can actually help with chronic pain patients. If you're low in vitamin D, it's interesting. Research shows vitamin D plays a role in what's called fibromyalgia and chronic pain. Fibromyalgia, and I'm going to cover this a little later, everything hurts. You're tired all the time. You're just wiped out. You push certain points and people scream because it hurts so bad. And there's no real blood work or no diagnostic test we can do for fibromyalgia. It's, here's your symptoms. We did an MRI, we did x-rays, did a CAT scan, and we don't know what else it is, so we're going to call it fibromyalgia. And it's a working diagnosis. And by the way, most diagnoses you have are working diagnoses. Now, if I look at an x-ray and I see a fracture in a bone, it's pretty definitive. There's a fracture in a bone. But I remember years ago when I was studying, I had a really good x-ray teacher. And he would put up things that try to catch us, to make us think, and it worked. And you'd bring something up, and there'd be something really obvious. There's a big tumor on the spine. Oh my gosh, look at that, it's a tumor on the spine. I found it, I got the question right. And almost everybody got it wrong because he said, list all the findings on the x-ray. And then sure enough, down in the bottom of the x-ray, there was another issue. Maybe there was a fracture, maybe there was another tumor. And so he was such a good teacher because he taught us, don't just assume you got it on the first shot. And then one time I remember, interesting story as I digress. Picture of a low back x-ray. It was perfect. The hips were level. The spine was level. All the bones were lined up. Everything was great. And we're looking at it. He says, what's wrong with this x-ray? What's wrong with this patient? That's what he said. What's wrong with this patient? Not the x-ray. And we're thinking, couldn't find anything. And one thing you see on x-rays, if it's a low back x-ray, is you see what's called a gas pattern. All of us have gas in our colon. It's normal. And you can see white, black spots along the colon. And that just is a sign that there's gas in the colon. This x-ray was perfect. Nobody got it right. He said, you know what's wrong with this patient? They're dead. There was no gas pattern. So once again, making us think outside the box, we're always looking for fractures, tumors, dislocations. And here he showed something as simple as there was no gas pattern. Patient was dead. So just fun fact. What reason I say that is I try to teach my doctors, you always want to be investigating and digging a little deeper. So with vitamin D, who would ever thought vitamin D deficiency could cause pain? How many people are homebound? Are invalids. They're not getting out in the sun, not getting enough vitamin D, pain goes up. Study published in Pain Medicine, the journal Pain Medicine. Researchers found that patients who required narcotic pain medication and who also had inadequate levels of vitamin D. So they're on narcotics, not enough vitamin D. Took nearly twice as much of the pain medication as those who had adequate vitamin D. Twice as much meds were necessary. These patients also reported they had worse physical functioning and viewed their overall health as worse than the patients who had adequate levels of the nutrients. So it was a depressing thing as well. They couldn't move as much. They didn't have proper physical function. All this occurs by simply having low vitamin D. And how do we increase that? Either get out in the sun or take a vitamin D supplement. Dr. Joe's vitamin D. It's in a liquid. One drop, 1,000 international units. Five drops a day if you have low vitamin D. Many patients who had labeled with fibromyalgia were in fact suffering from chronic vitamin D deficiency. Wouldn't that stink? You're diagnosed with fibromyalgia. We've given you all these narcotics and you're disabled. I've had many patients with fibromyalgia come in disabled. They can't work. They can't have relationships. They can't have anything because they're in pain all the time. And something as simple as boop, 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 five drops of Dr. Joe's vitamin D on their mouth and it builds up over a few days and they start to get better. Now, not just Dr. Joe's vitamin D, any D3 is good, okay? So vigilance is especially required when risk factors are present, such as obesity, dark-skinned people, not enough sunlight. So if you're dark-skinned, you're not getting as much sunlight in the body, you may have to be out in the sun for 30 or 40 minutes. If you're obese, chances are you have your vitamin D deficiency. It's so inexpensive, vitamin D, and it's so good for you. It helps the immune system. It helps with pain. It helps with cancer. It helps build bone mass. So many patients over the years have come into my offices and said, Dr. Joe, I'm on calcium because I have osteoporosis. And I'm amazed at this. I said, what kind of calcium? Well, they bring in the calcium. It's calcium carbonate. It's a supplement. Calcium carbonate is not absorbed very well. In fact, it's very inefficient. So they're taking calcium carbonate when they should be taking something called calcium citrate. Big difference there. Also, you need vitamin D. You need silica. You need vitamin K2 to build bones. You need D3. So it's like making a cake. I can put a lot, mostly flour. But if I don't put in the baking soda, I don't bake cake. So baking powder, whatever it is, you're not going to get baking powder. Yes. You don't put in the baking powder, it's not going to rise. And you're going to say, well, the cake was a failure. All you needed was that little quarter teaspoon to build the cake. Same thing happens with the bones. You don't need a whole lot of vitamin D. You don't need a lot of vitamin K2. But just a little bit missing is going to have a major impact on how the bones grow. So if you're not taking the right kind of calcium, and if you don't have enough stomach acid, maybe you're taking antacids. How many people take acid reflux medication? Raise your hands. A lot of those antacids and acid reflux medications prevent you from absorbing properly calcium, B12, iron, and magnesium. Nobody told me that, Dr. Joe. I take these medications every day. Why didn't anybody ever tell me that? I don't know. That's why I got to listen to my shows. Got the secret information just for my listeners. And so the bones can become weak and fracture. And boy, you want to talk about pain. Big pain there. Bones can fracture. So the D3, the K2, all these are really, really important to get the body to function normally. And we have those supplements. They're on my website, drjoe.com. Good sources of calcium are what? Fruits and vegetables. That's why we have Dr. Joe's Super Greens, Dr. Joe's Essential Source. Powdered fruits and vegetables. I can't make it easier or cheaper for you. 5 to 10 servings of raw fruits and vegetables in every scoop. Cost you about $2. Then we had prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, and a complete multivitamin. And it tastes good. I don't know how to make it any easier for you. That's why I think everyone, almost everyone, should be taking Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. And then the other supplements as well. The adrenal supplements gives you energy. We have something called nitric oxide. I find when I have my chronic pain issues flare up, I'll take Dr. Joe's nitric oxide. It opens up the blood vessels and increases circulation, which helps tremendously. Helps with my brain function. It helps people with romantic issues, men and women, because you need circulation for romantic parts. And pretty powerful stuff. So you might want to start to consider getting on some good supplements, along with changing your diet, along with getting your spine fixed. Chiropractic care, of course. And we're talking today about medications that can cause deficiencies, but also what you can do to fix those deficiencies. So vitamin D supplements can interact with certain medications like epileptic medication, weight loss drugs. So just be careful. Steroids. So talk to your doctor. And you know what? Here's the thing. I have a friend of mine, Johnny, out in California. Joey, here's the thing. He's Italian. Johnny, here's the thing, Joey. Let me tell you this. So here's the thing, folks. read those little inserts that are in your medications and see what kind of interactions there are. Talk to a pharmacist. Many times the doctors, some of my best friends are doctors, medical doctors, they're not well-versed in the drugs. They talk to the drug rep, and the drug rep says, hey, you know what? This works great for acid reflux. Okay, great. I'll take it. It works. They never read the little inserts either. So a pharmacist might be a better choice. But now in the age of the internet, you have the ability to look up interactions for whatever it is. And then you'll be blown away when you see, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that if I'm taking acid reflux drugs, I may not be absorbing calcium, B12, iron, and magnesium. Kind of important. And that's why you have me. I do the research for you. Remember years ago, one of my old college buddies, my old college roommate, he called me up. He had a tough case. And he was asking me questions about it. And I said, Tom, why don't you just look it up? And he says, why should I? I have you. I said, that's a good point. I guess you don't have to look it up, do you? But that I like having that information. I like being a source of knowledge for you guys because this is what I enjoy. My brain, I'm gifted with a brain that can really take this information and filter it down and make it easy for you to use. So we're talking today about chronic pain patients. And of course, as a chiropractor, the number one reason I see patients have pain is bones out of place, pinching nerves. Neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, numbness, tingling, muscle weakness. So if you have bones out of place, pinching nerves, there's something called nociceptive fibers in the joint. There's proprioceptive, nociceptors, and mechanoreceptors. Nociceptors tell you that there's pain. And so when a bone moves out of place, it fires off these pain signals, and it tells you something's wrong. Proprioception tells the bones or your body where it is in space. So what does that mean? Right now, I can close my eyes. I can reach around and touch the back of my foot, which I just did. I can touch the back of my left foot, which I just did. I can touch my nose. I can pull on my ears. Proprioception tells you where you are in space. And if you damage the proprioceptive fibers in a joint, you're going to be off balance. And when you're off balance, the bones shift. And when the bones shift, they aggravate the nociceptive fibers, which are causing the pain. Follow all that? So when a bone is out of place, we always say as chiropractic, a bone is out of place pinching a nerve. It's a lot more than that. We've kind of watered it down for you. But the nociceptor fibers can be firing off, causing pain as well. And how do you fix that? You put the bones back in place and take the stress off those nerve fibers. And you're pinching a nerve. But here's the other thing about chiropractic care. 90% of your nerves don't feel pain. What? You don't feel your blood pressure, your spleen, your kidneys, your toenails, your earwax, your hair grow. All controlled by what? Nerves. So you can have a pinched nerve and not know it. If you do fire off a nociceptor fiber or a pain fiber, then you start to feel it. But every day, patients come in our offices and my doctors take x-rays and show them the x-rays and they say, the x-rays show that you have arthritis. Well, I have no pain. Then we got to back up again. Remember we said 90% of the nerves don't feel pain. Oh yeah, you did say that, didn't you? Yes, we did. Because patients don't hear. I know that. I've seen a lot of patients in my day. So when I tell you what to do, believe me. And the biggest problem we have with patients not getting well is when they don't follow their treatment plan. And that happens every now and then. Patients think they know more than us, or we start treating them. And they say, well, Dr. Joe, you're amazing. I've had this pain for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and suddenly I'm feeling better for the first time in my life. I don't got to come back there anymore. Our goal in our offices is not to treat your pain. Our goal is get to the cause of your pain and treat that. So many times we can get the bones back in place just enough so the nociceptive fibers and the pain fibers are not firing anymore, and you think you're fixed. Well, I don't argue with women. I don't argue with patients. I've learned over the years. So I'll tell them, all right, here's the thing. You'll be back. Nah, I'm fine, doc. You guys are amazing. You guys are great. I'm good. And sure enough, the bone was never set back to where it was supposed to be. It starts pinching nerves, firing off the pain fibers. They call up, please take me back. Please take me back. I'm so sorry I didn't listen to you. And I always take them back. But it costs more money. It takes more time. And more damage has been done in that time. So why not just get it fixed the first time is what I tell my patients. So if you do come see us, and I hope you do, just do what we say. The average treatment in our office is about 60 days. It's not every day. But right around 60 days is where I want to get you so we can get the spine stabilized, all joints stabilized. And that's what it takes. So again, if you want to make an appointment to come see us, we have offices in the Atlanta area, Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. Go to my website, drjoe.com. You can set up a time right there. Call us with any questions. If you have any health questions, email me. I'm more than happy to answer them for you. Don't lose your mind if we're not in your insurance network. Many times it's out-of-network benefits. There's other ways to work around these things. because the insurance companies say, well, these are the doctors in there. I've had many times. I've been in the network for years. They come out with a new booklet, you know, list of doctors. I'm not in it. We call the insurance company. Why are we not in there? Oh, we're sorry. We screwed up. What we got to do? We got to wait 6 months or a year for the next book to come out. So don't lose your mind over that. And don't let the insurance companies dictate your health care. I see this all the time. Well, Dr. Joe, my insurance doesn't cover the surgery that you recommend. It doesn't cover the medication my doctor recommended. It doesn't cover the chiropractor. It doesn't cover the physical therapy. It's your life. So what are you going to do? Suffer and die for a couple of dollars? So you really need to consider what's it worth to you. And we're talking today about chronic pain. Is it worth getting out of the pain? To me, the answer is yes. I'll do anything if I'm in pain to get out of pain. That's why pain is there. It motivates us. So if you want to make an appointment, I digress, my website, drjoe.com. If you want to get the super greens, the essential source, the adrenal support, the probiotics, the vitamin D, we have digestive enzymes in there. B vitamins, so important for nerve function. Many times people in pain are deficient in B vitamins. Those are all on the website as well, drjoe.com. My books are there, Eating Right for the Health of It, Prescription for Extreme Health. I want you to go to the website. It's really easy to use. And we got a new one, by the way. If you haven't seen it, if you haven't been there in a couple of months, we just came out a new one a couple of months ago. So go to the website and check it out. Watch the videos. Watch the audios. Learn how to get well and stay well. And I want to be your, my team of doctors want to be your coach. So we're talking today about chronic pain patients. And one of the things, we briefly touched on fibromyalgia, but fibromyalgia is a tricky one. And we get a lot of patients come in with fibromyalgia. Sometimes it's called central sensitization syndrome. And what that means is the brain is just firing off pain signals everywhere, abnormally. Many times, it's an inflammatory reaction. It's the gut. It's what you eat. It's not getting the right nutrients in the body. And that's what's cool about my supplements is that they're easily absorbed. So if you have a digestive issue and your body is deficient in nutrients, you kind of, like Elvis said, I'm caught in a trap. Bowels are inflamed. You can't absorb the nutrients. Can't absorb the nutrients. The bowels can't heal. So we got supplements that are easy to absorb that you can take and get absorbed into the system to help you start to heal. But these fibro patients, my heart just goes out to them because everything hurts. I had a patient several years ago. I've seen a lot of fibromyalgia patients. She came to me with her husband, sat me down, looked me straight in the eye, and said, I'm considering killing myself. We've tried everything. Nothing is working. Now, I got her immediately to a therapist because when someone says that, it's a moral obligation I feel we have as doctors to get you to a counselor right away, which I did. And then we started working together with the counselor and we got her out of pain. And within about a year, she was a tough case. Within about a year, she was working full time. And to this day, she still comes in for maintenance. And I want my patients to come in for maintenance after we solve their initial problem. And she comes in about once a month and she'll tell me, she'll, you saved my life. And her husband even said, Dr. Joe, without you, I wouldn't have a wife. I really want to thank you for what you did for us. And she's been a patient for years, refers all her friends, which is great. But when you get somebody well, it makes a big difference. And trying to get to the cause of the problem sometimes is a little tricky. But we talked about, we're talking about fibromyalgia, and a lot of people, and I myself included, start looking at, is it a brain issue? Is the brain just not working right? If the brain isn't working right, we got to go one step further. Why isn't the brain working right? Well, you may not be absorbing a nutrient. You may have acid reflux or heartburn or burping, gas, bloating. You're on pain medications. So we try to get to the cause of that. Massage, pull the stomach away from the diaphragm, work on the spine, work on the joints. A lot of you come in to see us. Well, doc, I just want you working on my stomach. Okay? And then we do a consultation. Had one just the other day. Just his stomach. That's all he has. The doctor says he has acid reflux. He's too old to have surgery. And pretty much game's over. So as I'm talking to him, he's got pinched nerve in his back, pinched nerve in his neck. He got in car accidents. He had fractures. He had surgeries. And once we put it all together, I realized why he was having digestive problems. And just adjusting the stomach wasn't going to do enough for him. And he looked at me, wonderful man. I just fell in love with this guy, much older, probably 85 years old. Reminded me of my dad a little bit, actually. And he said, you're the doctor. You tell me what to do. I want to get well. And I said, that's the attitude. And so we started working on it. I'm thrilled with the treatment. Obviously, he's just out of his mind. He's so excited that he got well. So it's really exciting when patients come in for one issue, but when we do a full history, we may find something else on you, and we may suggest you get that fixed as well. So some people just want to do supplements. I said, that's fine too, but if you have something physically wrong, the supplements aren't going to solve all your problems. They're going to help. And so many times they'll come in, start with supplements, and say, well, doc, I need more than that. Sometimes you have sneaky reasons people have chronic pain, like Lyme disease, for example. That's a tricky one. You get bitten by a tick And so that's a little trickier, and sometimes we have to dig a little deeper, and we can do analysis on that as well. Endometriosis. This is another case. I started writing down cases that I've had recently in chronic pain. Gal came in, endometriosis. Endometriosis is when the lining of the uterus grows outside of the uterus, and it causes severe pain. And if you ever known anyone with endometriosis, your heart breaks. I mean, they're in so much pain. So what we did is she had the endometriosis, but she also came in for shoulder pain. She goes, I've been to other chiropractors. Nobody's helping me. I've been to a surgeon. Did an MRI. There's nothing to operate on. They said nothing's wrong. She goes, my shoulder's killing me. So we did the analysis, checked her shoulder, and she had some pinched nerves in her neck and her shoulder, but not enough to be causing the problem. So once we got her diet straightened out, we got her on an anti-inflammatory diet, we got her on the Super Greens, the essential source, got her bacteria lined up properly in her colon, got the adrenal glands producing anti-inflammatories, the endometriosis started to get better, and the shoulder pain went away. Same thing if you're having a gallbladder attack. If you're having a gallbladder attack, you might have pain in your right shoulder. So we can operate, do whatever we need to do on the shoulder, adjust it, physical therapy. It's not going to fix the problem because it's a gallbladder issue. So we have to always consider chronic pain and the reflex of where's it coming from. Like patients will come to us and say, Doc, I got pain in my foot. And I've been to a podiatrist, there's nothing wrong. I've been to an orthopedist, there's nothing wrong. It's a pinched nerve in the low back that goes to the foot. Well, no one ever addressed their low back. So digging a little deeper is kind of fun. We talked about the gut already, and I have to always go back to the gut because it's so important. It's such a complicated system we have in the gut, and we just abuse the heck out of it. So if you have an inflammatory bowel disease issue, that can be causing pain elsewhere too. So we have to get in there and try to fix that. And when you fix it, a lot of people get results. And even chiropractors and medical doctors will come to us as patients and say, Doc, I don't know what to do. I'm a patient too. I mean, I say that about myself, but all doctors are patients too. We don't know what else to do. We've tried everything. So then we say, we look at the nervous system, which is the key to everything, pinched nerves. We look at the digestive system, acid reflux, heartburn, burping, gas, bloating. We look at their diet. Inflammatory foods. Even here in the studio, I'll come in and I'll see that we have an area in the studio called the trough and everybody leaves food there. And sometimes companies will send us food here at the studio trying to get us to give them a promotion on the air. And usually it works. But I came in the other day. It was donuts, orange juice, sugar and sugar. Now, if you're like me, and I bet you are, sugar's hard to avoid, isn't it? You like your sugar. And you start thinking, I'm just going to have one donut. And as soon as you ate that donut, what are you thinking? I want more donuts. You're going to go home and say, I want to have some ice cream tonight. I'm going to have dessert tonight. And once you start that cycle, that craving, because sugar stimulates the dopamine receptor sites in the brain, you're in a pickle, which you should have been eating, by the way. You should have been eating a pickle instead. So here's one of the tricks I want you to do when you start craving sugar, because sugar increases pain, is I want you to eat something savory, like a pickle. I was joking about that, but that's true. Have yourself a real sour pickle. Eat something salty. Now, not potato chips. Have a salad. Have some apple cider vinegar. When you're craving sugar and you counteract that with something salty or savory or tangy, many times the craving goes away. I also have a supplement that I use on my really tough patients. It's called Gymnema. And it's not a Dr. Joe supplement. It's from another company. And I'll tell the people, take Gymnema every day to stabilize your blood sugar. And this way you don't have the highs and the lows. But when somebody's really craving sugar, they're losing their mind, I'll say, I want you to take a tablet and chew on it. And when they chew on it, it desensitizes your tongue to sweet cravings, to sweet flavors. And so you can eat something sweet right after chewing a Gymnema tablet. You can't taste anything. And then your brain is retrained. We retrain your brain to say, okay, donuts good, donuts good. No, donuts have no flavor. Donuts have no flavor. Donuts have no flavor. I'm not going to crave donuts anymore. And then you get the nutrition backed up. You get the super greens. You get the essential source. You get the adrenal support. Start to build up your nutritional levels so that the brain can function normally, which can help reduce pain. There's a neurotransmitter in your brain called GABA, and GABA is produced from glutamine. GABA suppresses pain. And if you're in a lot of pain and your digestive system isn't absorbing glutamine, you can't produce GABA and you can't suppress your pain. So you got to get the nervous system working. You got to get the gut fixed. You got to get on good supplements, eat the right foods. And those, a lot of those chronic pain patients that I've seen, thousands of them over the years, are just blown away. And this is why even doctors and surgeons and hospitals will send us patients because they don't know what else to do either. And I'm not a surgeon. I can't do surgery, but I can help you get well and stay well so you don't need the surgery in some cases. Now, folks, if you want to make an appointment to come see us, drjoe.com. You can do it right online. You can call us. If you want to get the supplements, Dr. Joe Supergreens, Essential Source, Adrenals, B Vitamins, Good Bacteria, all on the website. Dr. Joe, also available on Amazon, along with my books on Amazon as well. But start taking steps. Start doing things to get well and stay well. I don't know anyone who's ever regretted getting healthy, ever in my entire life. Mentally, physically, emotionally, you got to get the nervous system working, the digestive system working, and good nutrition. That's a plan that I know for 35 years has worked. So once again, the website's there 24 hours a day. Make an appointment, send me questions, order supplements, drjoe.com. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening to For the Health Fit. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on the WSB Radio app. It's a new day now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.